Pope Benedict XVI has erected the Chaldean Eparchy of Canada under the title of Mar Adai of the Chaldeans of Toronto and appointed Archbishop Hannah Zora its first bishop. There are an estimated 38,000 Chaldean Catholics in Canada, many of them immigrants from Iraq. Archbishop Louis Sacco of Kirkuk in northern Iraq welcomed the news, but also appealed for the greater solidarity for those Christians who have chosen to remain as living witnesses in their homeland.
Now we have a new diocese in Canada. It is very positive. We are happy about that, saying the Chaldean Church, which is also a Catholic Church, be a little bit all over. But in the same time, we are upset because our people are leaving, or our people are continuing to leave for good, and this is very sad. We have to help people there, but we don't have to encourage people to leave. Here, Iraq is our land, and we have here our churches from the early church from the 5th century or 6th century. We have churches, monasteries all over the country. We have our theology. We have our also liturgy. But especially we have also something to witness of the gospel here among our Muslim brothers. So helping people or pushing people or encouraging people in some ways to live, I think that is a bad sign. Instead to encourage them or to help them to be settled there, I think the church and also the countries of the West should help Christians to stay here, creating little projects, for instance, and in, helping them to say that in the north of Iraq, the security is good. They can stay in their in the villages and work and hope. But even here in the cities, I think we can find a way to live with our Muslim brothers. And Iraqis have problems, also Christians, but this is not the end of the world. If we feel that we are a church and we have also a mission to world, then we have to support and also to be patient and to pray and to continue our mission even beyond the beyond the difficulties and also even beyond the martyr. Our church is a martyr church, and even in our history, our fathers gave a lot for the gospel. So today it is our, I think, our turn to do the same with courage and hope and also prayer.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.